This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly?
I mean, that's real news.
All right, Florida State and Georgia, Michael. This is all part of the fallout from the new changes and conference schedules and all that. Florida State and Georgia mutually agreed to cancel their home-and-home series set for 27 and 28, but are working on scheduling a neutral site matchup, the schools announced Thursday. Both the SEC and the ACC are moving to nine-game league schedules, making non-conference scheduling more challenging. But if it's more challenging, then why can you schedule a neutral site? I don't know. That's odd to me. Florida State Athletic Director Michael Alford said he was optimistic that a neutral site deal will get done, adding that the schedule change will not reduce the total home games on our schedule moving forward. And I guess I get that. They don't want to mess with their home games. There's only so many non-con games they can get in. But we'll see how that one plays out. Aaron Rodgers is going to visit with the Steelers, likely to play for the team in 2026. Yeah, I kind of expected that to happen. He's expected to visit Pittsburgh this weekend and is likely to play for them this season, according to NFL Network's Ian Rapoport. There's no agreement between the Steelers and Rodgers at this time, but they are getting closer. Steelers are set to hold minicamp this weekend. Michael, this story just keeps getting stranger. Mike Vrabel and Diana Russini. I just don't know what to do anymore. TMZ posted Mike Vrabel and Diana Russini rented a private boat while she was 7 months pregnant. Now videos are coming out of them walking on the dock with her pregnant, clearly, to a boat. I mean, some people are trying to say that this is a nothing burger. You got a lot of people say what people do in their personal lives is none of our business. Again, do we have to reiterate this? Why this is different? This is different than the video of the people at the Coldplay concert. This is different than that. This is a reporter and a head football coach that clearly had a relationship going on a lot longer than the recent pictures and videos suggest. At least 6 years, and now they go on a boat when she's pregnant? Michael?
Possibly with his baby. Look, I'm going to actually push back a little bit on the Coldplay thing. That was a CEO and like the head of the
HR
department.
I'm talking about our people. Who are our people, Michael?
Sports
people. And we expect a certain amount of professionalism when our people are talking about sports, right, Michael? That's why we do Brady and Michael review movies every Friday, because there's not as much things going on during the summer stuff. See, like that important stuff we have to expect. But we do not expect a beat reporter on the NFL to have an affair with a head coach when both are married and both have children, and apparently one on the way. Was that the one that was named? I don't even want to get into it. I don't want to mess with the kids on this, Mike, but this story is crazy. So there was this post from, I don't know who this guy is, Michael Avonanetti or something, I don't know. OMG, now being very facetious here, For the first time in the history of the world, two people had an affair and may have had a child born out of that affair. And it was after they rented a boat, no less. What blasphemy, said while pearl clutching. I mean, at minimum, they should have their entire lives ruined, lose their careers, assets, and everything else they ever cared about, and also be paraded through the streets so they can be ridiculed and stoned. And their families should also suffer further repeated humiliation, because all the rest of us are without fault or sin, right? Get the blank out of here. First off, it's not two random people in the history of the world. It's a reporter that made a career and earned trust of people following her that she was reporting on the NFL.
Yeah,
with no necessary bias.
Yeah, it's not him and some lawyer from a random city that he hooked up with after meeting at a bar.
How fast did the Robert Kraft story go away?
I mean, pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly, right?
Because that was completely different. He paid for sex with a prostitute.
And it went away. This isn't going away because it's a head coach and a reporter relationship that apparently is getting ickier as we go.
And that's a very long time.
At least 6 years, right?
Did he ever take his wife on a private cruise?
I don't know.
I feel like he loves Diana Rossini.
But if you're going to just ignore how gross this is, Mike, she's sitting there doing interviews with him all the time, talking about, I mean, she literally asked him a question about playing sports with his wife, if they were competitive, playing ping pong, and he's going into it, and they're laughing all the while. They're having this affair that would not be good for the outlet and probably not good for the Patriots organization. Don't pretend this is just a Joe Schmo with a Jen Schmo. Is that the right word? Let's stop pretending. I get it. We've all screwed up. We're all sinners, man. Great movie, by the way. One of the best movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, Tanner's wrong when he criticizes
that movie.
It's a great
movie. We're all sinners. We all come short. I get that. We all do. But there's a difference in this type of deal. And we don't need to rehash the whole thing, but there is a big difference, Michael. Smitty says, which reporter broke the news that the Titans fired Vrabel? Was that Rossini? He writes, hashtag pillow talk. Wish it was that Rossini? I'm guessing so, based on that text. And see, that's a problem. That's a problem. And so to just tweet out like, oh, this is the first time that anybody's ever had an affair. No, we're not saying that we're in a perfect world. We are far from it. But yeah, Smitty just saying, yep, it was Diana Rossini. That's part of the problem. There's been plenty of players, Michael, that we follow, that we cheer for on Sundays, and coaches and all that, and plenty of reporters that we follow that have had weird stuff happen before, have done things maybe they're not proud of or maybe caused them to break up in their relationship. I was watching a random video. Who's the guy that was the Russian in the Rocky movies?
Oh, yeah.
Hans Gruber?
He's a physicist. I don't remember his name.
Well, he came out and did a motivational type speech. And it was about finally cleaning up your act and getting right. And he's like, I screwed around. I cheated. I got too big of a head. I messed up my marriages. I couldn't have a good relationship. People knew about that kind of stuff. People know about that kind of stuff. And yet it's not one of those things that was talked about ad nauseum. Dolph Lundgren. Lundgren?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw that randomly. It just came to my mind randomly. I saw it like 3 days ago. And he's talking about it. And I'm thinking, that wasn't a story. Probably was it, and if it was, it wasn't that big of a story because it happens. I'm not in that world. My wife is my best friend. The idea of not having my wife in my life and doing anything that might jeopardize that is foreign to me. But there are others that have a different mindset than that, and I can whatever. That's just not my cup of tea. That's not how I live my life. I try not to be a judgy dude. But at the same time, this story just keeps getting worse, and it gets kind of, I mean, kind of gross, man. And so to just write it off, and that's a problem. We just write it off. Like, how dare you even talk about it? Let's just go back to normal. So this person that tweeted this out, I don't know what he is. He has a lot of followers. And just basically nonchalant, like, oh, come on, give me a break. You've done it too. No. And it doesn't matter if you've done it too. We're talking about the context of the relationship. And that's a problem. It is a problem when a head coach who's married and has kids has an affair with a beat reporter of the NFL, not the Patriots, of the NFL, and it's an affair that started at a resort, we thought, and then actually has gone way back to now they're going on boat trips when she's 7 months pregnant. And then that kid, I'm guessing that was the kid that was named Mike. I don't know. I'm really trying not to get into that. But you can't help but let it go in the back of your brain. Yes, Michael.
So let's compare it to him having a relationship with a different type of reporter. If he had a relationship with a reporter at Wired, like, that would be completely different. Wired doesn't cover the NFL. Wired, the thing that they might talk about would be the microchips in the footballs. But they're not going to cover the NFL. We wouldn't be talking about this so much if he did that. If Diana Rossini worked for Wired or the New York Times political section.
It'd still be kind of gross, right? But we wouldn't be hammering it on it like this. We'd be done. This story would be done. We'd be moving on.
There's an element of favoritism. There's an element of insidership that we don't. That's just, it makes the story even worse.
Now, if it was just the resort and it was that one time thing, I'm still not excusing it. But if it was just the one time thing, that's different. But more and more is coming up. Smitty texting in, Avenatti is the scummy lawyer who represents Stormy Daniels and stole her book money from her. He went to prison for trying to extort Nike, if memory serves. Oh, thank you for that. I didn't know who that was. And so that's the guy that's like, get out of here. We've all sinned. Well, yeah, man. I mean, you know, it sounds like you have. Sounds like you shouldn't be doing much on this, but this is a problem, and I asked it a month ago, Michael, and you rolled your eyes at me, kind of, when I said, is this going to affect his job?
I didn't think it would affect his job this much. I thought this was a one-time thing. Now, finding out how much of a story it is, finding out, like, you have to be a good character. A player can do something like this because players can be, you know, just anybody, just talent on the field. But when you're a leader and you've been doing this for a very long time, and the more that comes out, the darker it is.
Yeah,
it's going to affect his
and the trust. Like, how do you, dude? You're on a boat now with her, and she was 7 months pregnant. Like, I some people might go, I get you had an affair, all right, you know, but now it's like this other element. You remember the Brangelina thing? The Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie thing. He was dating Jennifer Aniston, and then they went and made, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie made the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And then they allegedly, that's when they kind of started to form a relationship. And then Brad and Jennifer Aniston broke up.
I mean, that's happened with a bunch of different actors.
Right. But I'm just bringing that one up. Do we still not love Brad Pitt? I love watching movies that Brad Pitt's in. He's great. He's awesome.
Moneyball. Which we might be reviewing.
We might be reviewing it. Troy. That was a good movie. Fight Club.
Sure?
Fight Club. Yeah, Troy was a good movie when it came out. And then now I watch it and I'm like, pretty rough.
No, I have standards.
Fight Club
like, is a good
bunch
movie.
Of, bunch of good movies, right? Did it bother us? It might have bothered you at the time, but years later, you're like, it's just Brad Pitt doing movies, man. Just Brad Pitt being Brad Pitt in movies. It's different. Because it was an affair, allegedly, right? But it's still different. This is something nasty. Eastside Chris says, and I don't know this. I heard it's getting uglier. The husband is wanting DNA tests on the kid. Sick. I don't know that. Haven't heard much from the husband. I did hear that at some point Diana Rossini was going to tell her story. At some point, when she was ready. Well, yeah. She already lied about it. She already said nothing was going on. She already posted that this wouldn't... I'm not resigning to give the story any real life because it's bogus.
How much you want to bet she tells her story and throws Vrabel under the bus?
Or it's going to be something like, I was in a really tough time, I was depressed, and I needed a friend, and he was that friend, and that's, I mean, I'm sure that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, it'll be, feel sorry for me, please feel sorry for
and
me.
They
I'm
both,
sorry, I don't.
They both came out and were like, she's just trying to act like business as usual, and Vrabel's coming out saying this is laughable, and now... he's seeking counseling and all this. Well, you've been doing this for years and you're just now seeking counseling. Oh, you're seeking counseling because you got caught. You got caught. The story just doesn't stop. It doesn't want to stop, Mike. I want to stop. But I'm sorry. Yes, there is the human element in my brain that it's like, this is a juicy freaking story. And every time I see a new post of it, I'm like, are you kidding me? It can't get any worse, can it? And then this story comes out and I'm thinking, that's pretty weird. That's pretty weird. It's pretty bad. Mm.
I wonder what the next... there's got to be more to this. There's going to be. I just know there is.
Is this going to be like a Game of Thrones thing at the end where we, you know, throughout the whole series, we thought Ned Stark was actually... he cheated on his wife. The Honorable Ned Stark cheated on his wife. But it turns out, spoiler alert, he just took in the son because they didn't want to reveal Jon Snow's true identity. So it finds out later that actually, no, he did an even more honorable thing by lying about it and covering it up. Is it going to be one of those stories, Mike? That would be cool. Right? They were just sitting at the hot tub in the bathing suits and holding hands, and that was just part of a major safety thing that did something for some reason. They were holding hands and laughing and going on boat rides when she was 7 months pregnant. That's going to come out as a positive at some point, right?
I thought my imagination was great.
I mean, I'm like... no matter what, however you think you can spin it, I there's no reason in my brain I can come up with where Diana Rossini comes out of this looking okay. And Mike Vrabel, obviously, is not. Now we did say this. I don't need TMZ reporters hassling him all the time when he's doing personal stuff and he's at airports. And I don't need that.
When he's out shopping, like don't harass the Jets coach when he's shopping.
I don't want it. I don't need it. That I don't care about. But unfortunately, I do kind of find myself caring about this story. And if you're posting that this is a nothing story and we've all screwed up. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have. Not all
but
of us not, quite
yeah,
like this.
Not to this. Not to this level.
No.
This is one of the, if he's going to fall for somebody, this is one of the worst people he could fall for.
And then to come out and just basically accuse us all of being morons. If anybody thought there was more to this picture than what actually happened, this is laughable. And it just got worse as it came out.
At least he didn't fall in love with Robert Kraft. That would be weird.
Why?
Robert Kraft is the owner of the team.
Mm-hmm.
That would be some weird favoritism there.
Okay. Is that one of those things that needed to be said? Do you wish
yes.
not to have said that? If you could take back time, if you could turn back time.
If I could turn back time, I would say the pun that I wanted to say on Coach Speak,
okay.
But I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't. Saved us all from that. Thanks to Bruce for keeping you in line on that one, Michael. I don't know. Wild story. Now, what do we think about this college football playoff expansion? Let's talk about sports. 24 teams.
I love it.
I don't want to make it complicated. I'm actually siding with you on this. Top 24.
Top 24. And the top 24 should be like the legitimate. We voted for these top 24. It should be completely transparent who voted for
which
it, why they voted for it.
Still gives CSU a realistic path to the playoffs. Ideally, if the Rams, who was the Mountain West champion this year? Was it Boise State?
I think they won that game, yeah.
Were they ranked in the top 25? I don't think so, not this year. But they were the year before. Odds are, if CSU is the Pac-12 champ, without having a Pac-12 championship game, they're the Pac-12 champ. There's what? Better than a 60% chance they would be top 25. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
If you win your league, I know we got a break. If you win your league, odds are you've only lost like two or three games. I would say. And there's a good chance that that can, depending on your schedule, put you in the top 25. So, all right, what do we learn? Coming up next, and then we've got Rockies Mets. Can the Rockies get us halfway there to the Dirty 30? Get number 15 today. We'll be right back.
Four Saturdays, four code words, one big prize. Tune in to Paul the Waterman, Saturday mornings at 8 on KFKA, and you could win a $1,300 reverse osmosis system. Don't miss out.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this episode of The Whole Show? We learned that the college football playoffs likely to expand, whether that's 16 or 24, yet to be determined. I'm guessing 24, Mike. And I've learned that maybe, just to simplify it, I'm good with just going top 24. Top 24 and seed it how you may. Also, don't go on a boat ride. Just don't. You know what? Just don't go on a boat ride. How about that? Just don't even go on a boat ride. At all. Yeah.
But I know someone who's going to go on a boat ride. Should he not do that?
Don't go on a boat ride. Bad things happen when you go on a boat ride.
Like getting the hantavirus.
Yeah, maybe. What'd you learn today?
I learned that if you're going to cheat, you got to be more careful. And I don't recommend it, but, you know, maybe work on your marriage first.
Yeah, maybe so. Don't go on a boat ride. All right, that'll do it for us. Rockies, Mets, coming up next. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.